Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
On the last episode, also Joel found himself on the way to Centaur 5, with the news that his old human legs were going to become brand new horse legs. Meanwhile, Ape Joel had become Jelly Joel, floating in the vacuum of space, struggling for air, trying desperately to come up with a plan for survival. Okay, so you've exploded the entire prison.
What's your plan, Ape Joel? Jelly Ape Joel? You could go for a search, but your oxygen is running. It's gone. You'll survive.
I'll be fine. Which is bad.
Milk mouth.
She needs oxygen.
She needs oxygen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kielbasa, the mold that is her co-pilot, that's there as well.
Do you need oxygen?
You don't know. It's a mold. Presumably.
All right. So what I'm standing
not sunlight, the opposite.
I'm standing
darkness.
I'm standing literally in a giant crater, like the center of a giant crater,
basically.
Because I was
the epicenter.
I was ground zero of the bomb.
That's how you can still feel in your hand the multi tool.
I still have the multi tool.
Yeah, it's designed to make a bomb, so it probably wouldn't blow up when the bomb happens.
Could you check the multi-tool for oxygen?
Yeah, probably. Check the multi-tool if there's a breathing apparatus.
Yeah, there is. Sometimes you maybe need a little oxygen. It's a multi-tool. It's got a little bit of everything in it. You flick through, you find a little tube comes out for you to suck on.
One tube?
Yep.
I give it to Mockmouth.
Mockmouth. Still giving me the finger. You're also kind of dealing with very little gravity as well.
I've noticed.
Muckmouth extends a hand, like in a direction, and she begins walking that way. And she kind of like gestures for you to follow.
I follow.
All right.
While suffocating.
All right.
So much pain, I assume.
Oh, yeah. As you walk, like you change. Your ape arms disappear. You get like wings for a bit. Then you die again. Or you hit the point where you think you would naturally be dead. You get like treads instead of legs.
I'm excited to check back in with this, where my body's at when I eventually get to wherever I'm meant to be. Muckmouth is, can I see what Muckmouth's pointing at?
It seems like she's kind of pointing in a direction that's obscured by the bits of the prison still standing. So you're not quite sure where she's taking you just yet. And she can't communicate to you because
nowhere.
No sound. On the woofer ship, also, Joel.
Yes.
Watching as Ape Joel twitches, and you wake up. It's been 2 days. You vomit up a hideous black substance. You can see that both Mark and Sweetums, they're conscious. They seem to be chatting, having little woofer conversations. What would you like to do? You can kind of see that you've traveled quite a distance. And on the big screen in the front of the woofer ship, there's like a kind of star map of all the planets surrounding you.
All right. Good day. Boys, morning. How far are we to Centaur?
Well, it's one of these planets.
All right. So are we close?
Well, yeah, well, I think that's the Centaur planet, but I'm not 100% sure. That's Sweetums talking.
I may as well go for it.
All right, you just land?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that like a spaceport we need to go to? Tell her about this. Hang on, let me get these pamphlets out.
That's right. You open your pamphlets, you have a look through, and you read that there's a central spaceport in the center of all of these planets, like a space station almost, that you're expected to land at before you go to any of these planets.
All right, well, we got to get to this place here.
Oh, well, that's good, because I was just going to try and go through the atmosphere.
Yeah, I think if we're not a horse, things are bad.
Yeah, I think perhaps we die. All right. The spaceship moves the Warfare ship, which has no name, I guess, but that's fine, moves through space until looming in front of you on the big screen is a very large spherical space station. You can see ships are coming and going to it. Sweetums joins the line, and eventually you land on a kind of extended sort of spaceport on the asteroid, not the asteroid, on the space station itself. The door opens, you clamber out, achy, sore from being cramped for nigh on 3 days.
I do like that every time I just fall asleep, we get more credits, assuming that.
You've not checked in with Missy for a while.
Missy is paying us, so I assume it's there.
Yeah, I mean, like, you could check your space bank account.
I try.
Oh, yeah, no, look, money's still going in.
Sick.
You're doing well. The two of you are getting quite rich from doing not much.
Well, I'm doing quite a lot, actually. Too much.
As you descend, you can see that there's just like some very, well, not normal looking aliens, but not centaur looking aliens that kind of wave you through and into the building.
Okay.
You see that the building, that the space station is a kind of central area that seems to be almost like a waiting room, like a doctor's waiting room. There's a counter, or several counters with like a little eye above them for information that you think you could probably go chat to if you wanted to figure out sort of what was going on, and there's kind of like cues at each one as well.
All right. So, well, we're going to go to the up the eye and be like, hey, I'm here to get to Centaur 5. I know there's like the surgery.
A kind of a sweaty pink rhino looking alien is there. Oh, Centaur 5.
Mm-hmm,
okay. Mm-hmm, well, mm-hmm. You're prepared for the three of you?
Just the two. Our pilot's going to stay in the ship.
Oh, Mark's like, sweet. Very happy to get whatever's going to happen to me. Sweetum's like, all right, I'll stay on the ship.
Yeah.
Thank God. He puts his hand on Mark's shoulder. He's like, I don't know why you're so dedicated to this man. Strange to me, but all right.
So we go way back.
We do, says Mark.
Poor Mark. I mean, godfather to his kids.
Absolutely. I didn't think I had children, but...
You do, Mark.
Oh, I do have children. Yeah. That's true. He's the godfather, yes. Sweetums just like shakes his little bulldog head and what goes back out to the Warfare ship. The rhino at the counter is like, all right, well, if you two will follow me, you understand that we're going to take the top of your torso and attach it to a synthetically created but basically identical to the biological thing, centaur base, a horse's underside.
Yes.
You understand. Okay.
Yes. What happens? Does the bottom of my body get attached to the top of a horse?
It's incinerated.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. We can't keep them all. It's just a... It's
and then what happens when we come back?
Well, you're fine in this atmosphere with horse legs, so it's not a problem.
And then when we can't leave?
When you leave, yes, you're fine. I think I said, you're fine.
Yes.
You will be fine with horse legs. It's not a problem.
Yeah, no, but can I get the reverse?
Oh.
Once I leave.
Like I said, just for cost's sake, because it's expensive for us to keep all of these different legs we get what we can give you. You can see the rhino taps on a little keyboard, and there's a kind of like a little floating screen. They're like, well, we can give you goat legs. That's an option.
So on the way back, you give me goat legs.
Yes, the legs of a harpy. These are kind of like bird legs. They're available.
Okay, legs or whatever. Now, the cock situation, I'm more concerned.
Oh, the cock situation. Absolutely.
As a man who is very attached.
The rhino turns around. God, this is a cock-heavy game. The rhino turns around the screen, and you can see the penis of a merman, the penis of a minotaur,
wow,
the penis of a centaur, the penis of a harpy. Oh, no, sorry. The vagina of a harpy. The penis of a satyr. The vagina of a sphinx. And then just a smooth one, which the rhino points to and is like, that's a scorpion's genitals. If that's what you'd like.
No.
So we can outfit you with any of these.
That's...
Unfortunately, your own legs, like I said, just for purely economic reasons, will be incinerated.
Yeah,
that's what keeps the space station floating.
So... Let me get this straight. So me and my good friend Mark here.
Yes.
We're going to get horse legs for Centaur 5.
Yes.
And then when we leave.
You may choose any of these
legs. Choose any of these. And if we go to, like, say, Scorpion 1, we have to choose the scorpion legs.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
All right, then. You are ushered in. Well, you fill out some forms, which I mean, the things
I do for this case.
You're making a lot of money. You probably can get your legs back home. There are shady surgeons on New Metal.
I don't think I'm even in my original body anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Like once we went into the
which things?
Oh, the guys back on Dino World.
Oh, right. Yes, yes. Once we went through the Techno Boy and Techno Girls.
Yeah,
Matrix space, like, fuck, man, the Battledome 66, you're just, what's even the point? All right, you fill out some forms. It's very basic administrative stuff.
Yep.
And then you're...
Mark, make sure you put me as your emergency contact.
I was going to.
I put you as mine.
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, it'd be strange if, you know, like, we both get, whatever, yes, no, it's a clever idea. Mark puts it down. You're led into a kind of amphitheater. You're kind of part of a queue. You see people go behind a screen. There's like maybe a 20 minutes, and then they come out clip, clop on powerful horse body.
Mm. Right.
The queue gets shorter and shorter and shorter until eventually it's you.
Yep.
There's like a sort of cloth that's like taken aside. You see there's an operating table.
Cool.
A surgeon there kind of looks like a tall bean with a lot of tentacles, kind of turns to you, a little small hole mouth opens up, and it's like,
would you like to be put out for this?
Yes.
I'm put on, okay, because some people would rather be awake, so I'm just giving you the option.
What happens? What's the difference?
It's incredibly painful if you're awake.
No.
All right, yes. Well, I don't know why people want to be awake for it either.
Not at all.
To kink shame. All right.
Yeah. Is it more expensive?
No, it's about the same. It's cheaper for us, if anything.
To be out.
Yeah, well, no, to not be, because then we don't use the stuff.
Look at Mark.
No.
Why? Why being a cunt to this? That's like, all right. You've got a dog in real life. That's like you're like, hey, look after this dog. I was like, all right. And I spent like 2 days being like, hey, good doggy. And then for the next like 12 days, I just kicked the shit out of it. Just to be like, still love me? Yeah, good. Fuck you. Don't be a monster.
Yeah, right. Put us both out.
Okay.
You lay down on the table. Mask is put over your face very gently, very comfortably. You inhale a kind of sweet.
How long have I been knocked out for this game? I feel a lot.
Heaps of it.
You're never conscious.
That's so weird.
It's a cock heavy, unconscious game.
Thankfully, this only takes you 20 minutes. And when you wake up, you don't even really feel any pain, but you look down and you're now lying on your side because attached to you from the waist down is a powerful, very strong-looking horse's torso. It's black. It's got a white spot on the side.
Sick.
You kind of, like, test with your legs. You can kind of move them slightly. You kind of glance around just in time to see your legs being thrown into an incinerator.
I give them a small wave.
Kick and catch.
And off they go. Kicking still.
As they... Who knows? It's space. As they burn, like, the lights on the spaceship glow for a bit as more power is added.
I like nod satisfactorily.
All right. It's always difficult for somebody with a new horse body to get up, but give it a try. It's good to test out your legs.
I heave.
You managed to do it with aplomb. You just kind of like... You're now standing a foot tall, or like, I don't know, a third your size taller, powerful horse body. Mm. Can you write horse kick 3? Down under your punches?
I sure can, mate. I sure can if I had some kind of pen.
Damn pencil.
Horse kick 3, yeah?
Yep. Oh, and high punches 1. If somebody's taller than you would, you know, punching a woofer for you now is hard. And small punches -1.
High punches +1.
Yep. Small punches -1.
Small punches.
-1.
But horse kick...
+3, did I say?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there you go. All right, you have a little canter, little move around. You're quite comfortable like this. It's not as unpleasant as you expected.
It's all right.
You turn around, maybe just looking around the room, and you see Mark be led onto the table.
I watch his surgery.
It's nasty. seeing a man's legs, well, bottom half from the torso down, from a dog's, really, a wolf is it's just, it's an unpleasant, all his guts are kind of hanging out. You watch as the surgeon sew intestine to intestine, so vein to vein. The whole thing is unimaginably disturbing, but you get to see those beautiful moments as Mark is, in a way, reborn.
It's great.
His horse is beautiful. The same size as yours, but his head is a lot smaller.
This is a magical time.
So Mark is now roughly the same height against you as he was, but you're both quite a lot taller.
Yep.
Right, you canter out into another kind of small waiting room, and you can see that at the end of this room, there's a, looks like a teleporting pad that'll teleport you down into kind of the city of Moranus, city of the Centaur planet of Centaur 5.
Let's go to Moranus, just make a mental note that we're probably going to get a bigger ship.
Yeah, look, not a bad idea, because neither you nor Mark will fit. You know how Ape Joel was like, it'll be worse. Yep. At least Ape Joel could crouch.
All right, put my hand on Mark and be like, all right, buddy, let's go to Moranus.
All right, down we go. I quite like my new horse legs.
Yeah, they're looking good on you, Mark.
My swinging horse cock.
It's much bigger amazing. Now. Amazing.
You don't know how tiny my little woofer penis was. This is wonderful.
It's high five with it.
Everybody else powerful. In the room is like, what the fuck?
I didn't realize it was so parental.
Everybody, you've made the whole waiting room very unhappy. They are disturbed.
I'm like, guys, don't worry. Look how meaty it is. Waggle it in front of them.
You get to skip the line because they want you out of the room. an alien wearing a very similar uniform to like the rest of the aliens that are clearly like the staff of this place. They lead you onto the pad. There's kind of an unpleasant feeling as your body kind of disintegrates, but then reintegrates. Whatever the opposite of disintegrates is.
This old chestnut.
Yeah, you know it. You're kind of familiar with it. If anything, maybe it's nostalgic having your body destroyed and recreated. And you find yourself in a very similar room, but clearly in Moranus now. You can see once you step out, everybody else has centaur bodies. You're not even sure really if any actual centaurs live here, or whether it's just a prerequisite of existing on this planet is a horse body.
I wonder why. I muse out loud to Mark.
It's very strange.
Like, there's no gills on, you know, breathe through the feet.
I can't reasonably think of a reason why this would at all be necessary. So what are we doing here?
We're trying to hunt down Professor Bitch Hippo.
All right. Got new weeds?
No.
All right, any good place to start or anything?
No, I guess everyone comes through here.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So, find some staff. I'll do some searching and some canvassing of the people.
You do that. I'm going to go try and talk to someone of authority.
All right.
Look, Mark's no good at anything. So diplomacy in space is hard because aliens look like a multitude of things, but you think that Mark is just chatting to like a vent, but he's kind of engaged in conversation, so you're like, he's not making the logical jump, but whatever, he's having fun.
He's enjoying himself, and really that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, you see a centaur in what looks like a different version of the uniform that everybody sort of was wearing on the space station. You think maybe this is a person of authority?
Cool, I'll clip-clop over to him.
He turns around. Yes.
G'day, sir. I'm from New Metal, and we're looking for a missing person.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
And I right. believe he's come this way.
Are you under the authority of the Grand Dracula Council or the Neo Knights?
Grand Dracula Council.
You're not a Dracula.
I was bitten by one.
Show me your neck.
Show him my neck. I can't. It was like kind of a glance. I can't cross running water. It's kind of weird. I got none of the.
You're lucky that you're a good liar. Right. That's fine. That
wasn't even a lie.
You don't need to show. Yes. Okay, so. What's the go here? A missing person? What's the name?
Professor Bitch Hippo. I produce a photo of him.
Imagine
it's one where he's on, like, kind of vacation. Always imagine this kind of pink hippo looking thing with a Hawaiian shirt.
For some reason, I always imagine the photo is him in line at the bank. Yeah. I don't know why. Kind of like looking around, like it's just the like a still taken as he looks to the side. Yeah. And he's carrying something suspicious. Like, it's not at all relevant to the story. That's what I always imagine the photo was.
Him just like on a lounge, like on a beach chair, maybe sipping a mojito.
That's good. I'll say it's like, you know, like when somebody's got like their various headshots as an actor. Yeah. It's several different photos of Bitch Hippo.
This
guy. You need all sides. We saw a fellow like this come through recently. Yeah. It was in a big hurry.
Sounds like him. Do you know any information of where he might have been going to?
He kind of taps away on a little computer, or maybe he brings it up like from like a little wrist dealy and has a look, scans through. Yes, he was going to the races.
The races, you say?
The Centaur races.
Centaur races.
You a fan?
To be honest, I haven't quite heard about the Centaur races. I mean, we've been really just sort of visiting here, so.
Right.
And what's the Centaur race?
Oh, well, it's basically the one thing to do here on Centaur 5. It's amazing. It's the sport of sports. Here, he pulls out another pamphlet to give to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, please. It's only about maybe a 20-minute walk from here. You can catch public transport if you want to get there quicker.
I guess I could gallop there.
Oh, well, exactly. You're very quick now. Walking, it'd be about 30 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Do you like your new horse body?
I mean,
a lot of people are tentative at first, but then when they get it, they appreciate the swinging cock and the extra speed.
I'm loving that. Exactly. It also feels like high punches.
Yes. Oh, it's good. Wonderful. All right. Well, yeah, no, that's where he was going. And he said, business pleasure. Pleasure. I'm going to see the horse races.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were to bring pets down, what happens?
They would have to have centaur. Yes.
All right. So if I had a horse as a pet.
Yes.
What's the go?
We have to put another, we have to give him a bottom half of one of the centaurs. So we get a sort of six-legged kind of dealy.
Yeah, right.
And it can flip between them, which is cool.
So it's still an L shape.
Yes. One way or the other. It's a good system. It's cool, yeah.
Poor horse.
They deal. Eventually, they deal. Anyway, I'm a very busy man. I hope I've given you some help.
Thank you very much. Well, off to the races, I assume.
All right. Well, that's where he said he was going at any rate.
Yep. Mark!
Yes, I'm not quite getting any information from this gentleman here.
We're off to the races.
Oh, wonderful.
Mark clip-clops over to you.
All right, well, let's go.
Righty, you exit the kind of the teleporting station into a busy street. This city reminds you almost of, on Earth, maybe a place like Morocco or kind of wonderful square buildings, bazaars, a lot of people selling strange fruit. You can see that there's a kind of like hover tram that's kind of moving around these streets and through them, as much as the whole place kind of has a sort of like North African kind of feel. There's also like it was very space age as well. You're going to clip-clop your way there? There's a nice map on the races.
Cool. All right. Well, Mark, I need you. Here's 600 credits.
Oh, thank you.
So what I need you to do, I need you to find basically a forger.
Uh-huh.
Someone like that, make a bit of a seedy underbelly.
Okay.
I need just some documentations of like that I am a police officer from New Meta.
As would we. I'll forge you some documents. Or I'll find someone too.
Yeah. It needs to be really good, Mark.
What if Mark dies? What if I just never get him back? He doesn't know.
All right.
So Mark gives you a little salute and just scurries off. Will you see Mark again? Who knows?
Either way, it fixes some problems.
Well, Ape Joel. Sorry, Jelly Ape Joel.
Potentially. We don't know what I'm at
now. Right. At this point, you kind of resemble more of a... Yeah. So imagine an ape's head on a kind of swan's body and then ape legs. That's what you're dealing with now.
Oh.
Yeah, good.
As Muckmouth 10,000 rounds a corner, slides open a door, there's rioting happening everywhere, but also, as the rioting goes on, people just die. So you'll see, like, one of the criminals pull out, a shiv to stab one of the others, but then suffocate. They both float away.
That's some dedication to rioting.
Their desire for criminality outweighed their desire for breathing. Muckmouth slides open the door and you enter like a large hangar.
Yeah.
Almost. It's full of ships. Muckmouth breathes on the little multi-tool and then points in a direction. You kind of round some ships. There's some, you know, various ships. There's you can see these ships that kind of look like, you know, the okay symbol?
Yeah, they're like gesture like.
They're like the Italian okay symbol, that kind of dealy. You can see a lot of ships like that. You assume these are the Fist Faces vessels of choice. Muckmouth rounds one of those ships, and you can see tucked away is this kind of looking a bit like a pancake with a bite taken out of it, a ship. Muckmouth points at that, has a breath, heads on over to it, presses a button, a little staircase falls down. She clambers in. Kielbasa the mold kind of roll its way in as
I'm
well.
I'm glad he didn't need oxygen.
Who knows what that is? Muckmouth, like she said, it's a co-pilot, but it's also more of a malt. Muckmouth gestures for you to come up the stairs as well.
Yeah.
You follow?
Yes.
Awkwardly, with a lot of flapping, you clamber your way
inside. So I don't
inside.
Have arms anymore.
No, no wings. You're like, imagine a swan's middle, but an ape's top and bottom. That's what you're dealing with here. You clamber inside, Muckmouth pulls the stairs closed, presses a button, and very slowly... She kind of like breathes from the multi-tool, takes it away. You think there's oxygen inside this ship. Muckmouth just looks daggers at you. What the actual fuck? When
Sorry,
you went away, was your plan blow up the space station? Is that what you were thinking? You're like, oh, here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll do with nothing. And I know it wasn't your plan. I know absolutely that's not at all what you intended to do. You were just like, oh, I'll wing it, wasn't it? Look me in the eye and tell me you had a plan, all right? Bird Ape Joel or whatever you are now. This, by the way, is fucked.
I've missed you, Muckmouth.
I just can't even, you know? Everyone's dead. This is the greatest loss of life I've ever seen. It's thousands of people. That's on you. You realise it. Because you thought, well, I'll just blow it up. Who knows? Did you think it was going to be this big, the explosion? I don't think so, you fucking idiot. At least we're fucking free. Tell you what. Christ almighty.
Well.
Yes?
Things went pretty good accordingly, I would say. Like, I mean, all things said and done, all three of us survived and we're no longer in jail.
Yes, I suppose. At what cost, I might ask. But I suppose. Last thing
Job
I see.
Well
last thing, you
done.
Say, just give me a second, Muckmouth. You'll know the symbol. And then I watch as you walk through a laser grid, die, then become a lizard, then scurry off. Here I am thinking, what the fuck is going to happen next? Not 20 minutes later, boom, I'm struggling for my life, suffocating. Yes, you saved me. Yes, well done. You fucking idiot.
Could have left you.
You wouldn't have left me.
No, I wouldn't have. That's what I said. Saved your life.
Whatever. Anyway, this is my ship. The Ascension Millennium. Welcome to it. Place it's comfortable. It's quite roomy. You know what I mean? It's very comfortable. There's clearly a place for Muckmouth and Kielbasa to sit sort of in the front. A couple of chairs behind that. There's a big screen where you can kind of see the vastness of space. There's seats behind for you, although it's hard to sit.
I was going to say, I don't think I'd be able to sit down.
You squat?
Muckmouth turns to you. She's like, so this. What's this?
I honestly have no idea. I noticed it when... I can't even remember. It's been so long. I've been through so many bodies. Things went wrong.
Right.
And I copped a lot of damage and it was a hurt boy. And then all of a sudden...
It was back in...
Hot and tasty, yeah.
Hot and fresh.
Yeah,
I got attacked by a worm.
Right.
And it bit me.
Yes.
The worm had teeth. And I thought I was going to die. And frankly, I was like, good. Finally.
Sure.
But then all of a sudden everything went dark.
And now? And
I had two mouths.
Right.
But now...
So what's the exact... Is it every time you get damaged?
I think it has to be a mortal wound.
Right. Do you want to see if I can get you a nicer body? Muckmouth, like, she pulls down a panel. It seems like a secret kind of smuggler's hatch. She pulls out a pistol. It's like a sort of space gun. She's like, hold still.
Yeah,
well, if you walk through that laser grid, that should have killed you. Let's see if we can just get you something nicer. How about?
Is this to help me or just for stress relief for you?
It's mostly just stressful, and none of the chairs here are going to work for this.
All right.
If we can at least get you something humanoid, I'll be happy.
Well, I guess worst case scenario, I die, which is actually best case
it's
scenario.
It's like a 70-30 bang.
Exactly. Bang! You feel it kind of like ripple through your body. Now you have a swan's hat. Now that's not quite what I want. Bang! Feel it ripple through your body again. Now you got a jelly torso. You got the swan head, but it's a human jelly torso. Muckmouth plugs you again and again and again until you arrive at something approaching Ape Joel. It's not quite perfect. You've got missing your little punching arms in your center. Your fur is like pure white instead of the classic gorilla black. Instead of bald on the top of your head, you have a glorious mane of human hair. But other than that, you're just basically a gorilla again. It's not your original body, but it's pretty good.
So are my eight fists back up to five?
Yep. You still don't have your secret punches. And let's under your ape face. What was your social stat again?
Scary ape face, -2 +2.
Yeah, let's give that a +3.
Oh.
Yeah, because you're beautiful now.
So -2 +3?
Yeah, yeah. So if you're trying to be scary, it's still -2, but if you're trying to be, like, you know.
Yeah. Handsome.
Handsome. You're like, doing it. You got a glorious, like, let's call it blonde, beautiful, Fabio-style hair cascading down your head.
That's good.
And over your body.
That's real good.
Mark Mouth, he goes to pull the trigger again, but it just goes, toot-toot-toot-toot. Well, that's why I stood that whole gun. That's completely out of ammunition.
Like, that wasn't good enough for it.
That's not, you know, it's not perfect. I miss him when he was bald. She puts the gun back in the smuggler's hatch and she kind of goes back to the panel.
She wouldn't have met me when I was bald.
You were bald as an ape.
Yeah, but when did she meet me as an ape?
In Dinosaur World.
Oh, yeah, it's a clone. I forgot that she has memories of her original self.
Spotty memories of her original self, but they're there. Muckmouth 10,000 hops into the pilot's seat. Kielbasa kind of slowly blew its way into the co-pilot seat. You see Muckmouth just look at it, like, not like... There's no communication there. It goes, ah! She's like, all right, yep, yeah, fine. Mark Mouth just
screams.
Yeah, it makes kind of like Wookiee noises. Ah! Wrong Wookiee noises. Mark Mouth's not happy, but no one is. You see, it presses some dials, and the ship starts to like kind of turn on and begin to move. At that point, you see Kielbasa splat itself against one of the windows, splat back and be like, ah! Seems like maybe it's seen something.
I guess I like look out the window.
You can see that those ships doing the okay symbol. Mm-hmm. There are fist faces wearing like spacesuit masks, like fist face designed spacesuits, basically, which have like separate fingers for their different
like gloves, but yeah. Helmet.
Head gloves. Mm. They're climbing into these ships, and these ships are like going, and they go from the okay symbol to a point. You think you're about to enter a bit of space combat. What? How will Kielbasa and Muckmouth get Ape Joel out of this one? Find out next time on the next thrilling episode of Dinosaur Universe.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.